All right. I'm glad four of you are really excited. That's so entertaining. I know we have a small group today because I didn't realize it was open deer hunt, but it's okay, and I know there's probably going to be people that will be following in here a little bit later. But for those that don't know me, my name is George Wilkinson. I'm the regional vice president here for the state of Utah. And what I'd like to do is get myself out of the way and be able to get our guest speaker up here to share some information that's changed my life. But I also want to do a little housekeeping, so if you have a noisemaker, you know, a cell phone, pager, ankle bracelet, whatever it might be, just kind of turn it off to silent or stun or even totally off, because this gentleman has actually been one of the top executive directors in the entire company. He's flown in all the way from Colorado, and I hope his arms aren't tired. Couldn't resist it. But honestly, Mr. Craig has been a great mentor to me. He's actually been in the business less time than me, but the success he's had has absolutely been phenomenal. So what I'd like you to do is get to your feet, give a huge Utah welcome to Mr. Jeff Craig.
Good morning and welcome. Are we on? We got this good. All right. Very good. Hey, thanks for coming out this morning. A special welcome to all the associates in Utah and our guests who are here this morning. We're going to go very, very fast through our presentation today. What we do, who we are, what we do, and why people are joining us right now. So it's a lot of fun. This company is 42 years old. A lot of people don't realize that. I literally was in with a client recently and they go, wow, this is a great thing. You must be new. I said, no, actually, we've been around 42 years. And they go, she said, wow, I've never really heard of you before. So hey, let's get one thing out of the way right away. Sometimes when I'm out talking to people, I ask this question, have you ever used a lawyer? And they all go, no, I've never used a lawyer. And you think you'd ever, you need a lawyer? Nah, I've gotten through life without one. And I say, you know, I used to think like you. I used to think I didn't need a lawyer. And I really didn't, I wasn't thinking things clearly. So here's my first question. Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Anybody in the room sign a contract? Okay, well, I have, you have. Listen, when you sign a contract, think of the last contract you signed. Did a lawyer look at the last contract you signed? Now, about everybody I talk to says, no, a lawyer did not look at the last contract that I signed. And I say, trick question, because a lawyer actually did look at the last contract you signed, but it just wasn't your lawyer. And that's really a significant thing. The reason is because every contract is slanted towards you or away from you. I own a real estate company. And I literally have two files on my computer. The files are for when I'm buying a real estate, and the other one's for selling a real estate. And those two folders have different contracts. Because when I buy a property, I want the benefits to come my way. But when I want to sell a property, I want the benefits to roll my way. So I use two different contracts myself. And guess who drew those up? A lawyer. The lawyer said, listen, do you want it, you know, how do you want it? Anyhow, so if you sign a contract, here's the next question. Have you ever been overcharged or treated unfairly? Boy, this happens to everybody I know. As a matter of fact, a lot of times when I say, sometimes when I'm in this kind of setting, I go, all right, how many people have been untreated? All the women's arms go up, and a lot of the men go, oh, not me, I don't get mistreated. I say, nonsense. This happens all the time. All the time. Believe it or not, most of the time when you are mistreated, it's really illegal. It has legal implications, and we're going to talk about that here in a minute. I don't know how many people have teenage drivers. Anybody have teenage drivers? We're going to pray for you right now. No, I'm kidding. How many people drive like teenagers? Okay. Listen, traffic tickets are a big, big piece of... And what happens if you don't show up, if you get a traffic ticket? Listen, I come from Denver. I'm a Broncos fan. And today, the big news in today's game is that we have our best player on defense is a guy named Von Miller. And he's had to miss 6 weeks of games. It's his first game today. It's not because he was injured, but he missed a court date. for a traffic violation. You know what? One of my team members went into the Broncos headquarters, and we're actually in play with getting them the legal sealed benefit. So, all right, identity theft. Listen, this is the number one white collar crime in the country. It's a bad one, guys. One in four families are going to be hurt by this, bit by it this year. I love to ask this question very simply. We got it from Larry Smith. Do you think identity theft is going to go away in your lifetime? No. It's not. It's here to stay, and we've got to be defended against it. And then I just love to ask this last question. You ever been in a situation where you thought the advice of a lawyer might be useful? Now, I know a lot of people. I actually know a lot of lawyers. One of my lawyer friends, I used to pummel him with questions about this and that. And after a year of just asking him all kinds of questions about real estate and divorce and contract law, he said, Jeff, I'm an eminent domain lawyer. I really don't know that part of the law. I said, well, how many parts of the law are there? He says, there's 26 different specialties within the law field. And I'm in one of those 26. I said, so like a lawyer, all lawyers aren't the same? He said, well, are all doctors the same? He said, no. He goes, well, all lawyers aren't the same either. So you've got to make sure when you're getting advice that you're getting advice from a lawyer who knows that part of law and knows the laws in your state. Like, there are laws in Utah that are different than laws in Colorado. So these are the kind of things we want to do. So this is something that every associate in the room should memorize. For our guests, if you want the cliff notes, what do we do? What we do is we give, Legal Shield gives you the ability to talk to an attorney on any matter without having to worry about high hourly costs. So for one flat monthly fee, you can access legal services no matter how traumatic or trivial. And I really want to underline this right here. We're used to hiring lawyers for traumatic stuff, but we never hire lawyers for trivial stuff. So with a Legal Shield membership, guess what? You get to be protected so you and your family can live your lives worry-free every day, every night. So we literally, what I'm literally talking about, what we do here, and this is for our guests, is we literally have a membership card. And if you remember the old commercial that said membership has its privileges, this card gives me privileges is what it comes down to. George and I have a friend in the business who's really small, but she's kind of a tiny little lady. And what she says is, you know what this is? This is my you don't get to push me around anymore card. And it's really true. It's really true because when you have unlimited access to lawyers to do your bidding for you, you stop getting pushed around. So 2 million requests annually. If you're a mathematician, that comes out to 40,000 calls a week. 40,000 families we help, businesses we help every week. When you get this card, this is what you get. You start with unlimited legal advice. Now, are there any lawyers in the room? Okay. I just want to make sure we clear that riffraff out. So, here's what we ask the people. How much is unlimited? The answer is without limits. Now, if there was a lawyer in the room, he would object. He'd say, I object, Your Honor. Why? Because if you give unlimited legal advice, I mean, they're used to giving legal advice. I mean, there are a lot of lawyers that will sucker somebody into their law practice by saying, we'll give you 1 hour consultation for free. And I kind of look at those guys and go, an hour? That's nothing. You know, what if my thing takes 10 hours? The guy goes, I'll charge you for nothing. I go, well, my Legal Shield card, they don't do that. I get to call unlimited issues, and I get to talk to them. This is the backbone of our membership, guys. You will make better decisions in life when you've got this card. Why? Because you're lawyers. I have one friend say this. This is like getting a new best friend. The person goes, what do you mean? He goes, what do you do with your best friend? You talk to him about everything. You ask him for advice. Guess what? With your lawyers, you talk to him about everything, and you get advice. And that's what we do, what we do. So, legal advice on an unlimited basis. Second thing you get is unlimited letters and phone calls made on your behalf. You have to understand how powerful this is. It is so amazing when somebody else gets a letter from your lawyers. True story, one of my friends in Colorado had a Mini Cooper, and the Mini Cooper's engine burned out, and he still owed the bank for the car. The car was under warranty. It was going to be $8,000 to fix, and he took it in thinking that his engine would be fixed, and they said, well, it's going to be $8,000, and we'll cover $6,000. You've got to come up with $2,000. My friend said, well, I thought it was under warranty. And they sort of laughed at him. They go, you didn't think you were going to get a new engine out of this? And he goes, isn't that what the warranty is? You know, I mean, I can imagine myself having the same conversation. Okay, this is, you know, and they kind of laugh. They go, no, come up with $2,000, we'll fix it. He didn't know what to do. He was kind of felt screwed, but he did get this card. And because he had this card, he contacted a law firm. The law firm said, well, let me tell you what your rights are. You know, he just talked to him, unlimited advice, said, these are your rights. And you know what? We're going to write a letter on your behalf to Mini Cooper and let them know what your rights are. So they did that. And it didn't cost my friend anything. Why? Because he had this card. The letter goes out. And, you know, one week later, the Mini Cooper writes back and says, okay, shucks, you caught us. Just bring it in and we'll replace the whole engine for free. 2 weeks later, I called the guy. I go, hey, whatever happened to your engine? He goes, it's brand new. It's working great. I'm in the mountains. All right, so I want you to imagine for a minute. Here we are. We're at Mini Cooper, okay? Mini Cooper gets a letter. Now, if George sends a letter on his stationery, that letter comes in. And they go, well, some client of ours, you know, is unhappy. Here, customer care, take care of this. And they throw it away, right? Now, when my friend who had the Mini Cooper has a letter from the law firm that's sent, it doesn't go to customer care. It goes to the legal department. Why? Because there's 35 lawyers' names on the side. And all these lawyers, and they're going, oh, crap, what do we do? And so now the legal department gets this, and they go, what are we doing here? We're arguing over $2,000? This guy already has a lawyer in play. This big law firm. Why is it big? Because all these lawyers are here. This big law firm. The next step for him is to take us to court. And if we go to court, this is going to cost us $20,000 to litigate. Who's in charge here? Let's just pay the $2,000. Which is better, to pay $2,000 or $20,000? Right? And that's what happened at Mini Cooper, and that's what happened to my friend. But that's just one letter. 40,000 calls a week. You have no idea how many letters these guys send out. The day I flew out, 2 days ago when I flew out here, I was at a company. Companies get this for their employees, believe it or not. I'm going to show you that in a minute. But there was one lady at this company we were showing it, and she goes, I got this last time you were here. And I go, great, have you used it? She goes, oh, yeah, my husband's gotten out of 2 speeding tickets. I said, shouldn't you just tell him to slow down? She goes, I do all the time. But then she said this. My husband was paying a bill online, you know, the online bill pay, and he had to pay a vendor $8,000. And when he pressed click to send it, he realized after he clicked send that instead of the vendor's name being in the where the payer goes, it was CenturyLink. So they accidentally sent $8,000 to CenturyLink. The next day, they're on the phone going, hey, mistake, you know, and they go, let's look here. And they look on, yeah, oh, yeah, thank you very much, $8,000. That'll cover your bill for probably the next 50 years. They said, no, we need that money back. They go, well, we'll look into it and we'll call you back. But no call back. A week later, call them back, nothing happened. It was over a month. 2 months, I think she said. Anyhow, she didn't know what to do. Then she remembered she had this card. One letter, didn't cost her anything because she has the card. 2 days after they got the letter, miraculously, the $8,000 appeared. So, you know, you get unlimited contracts and documents reviewed. Why is this important? Has anybody ever read or signed a contract they didn't fully read or fully understand? Okay, I was going to say don't raise your hand, but you know, but that's embarrassing. I used to do that. I mean, I used to pretend I was a lawyer, and I would I would look at it, but I didn't know what I was looking for. I'm not trained as a lawyer, okay? So what happens is you get to fax in your documents, and you don't sign anything without your lawyers looking at it and saying that it's okay. Why is that important? Here's why. I was at our law offices a few months ago, and I asked the lawyers, because we get to go once a month to see the lawyers in our state, and I said, hey, what's the number one mistake that the average person makes in our country legally? And the guy goes, I don't even have to think about it. I can tell you, as being a lawyer here for many years, it's one thing. It's this. They sign contracts that they don't fully read or fully understand. I mean, how many times have you been at a place and it's kind of a big contract and you go, well, I just hope this is okay, and you sign it. People who have this card don't do that anymore. They say, listen, I'd be glad to sign this. It all looks good. Let me just run it by my lawyers. They're always going to go, you have lawyers? You don't look like you could have lawyers. I said, I don't even know what that means. But the point is this. You never sign, you just don't sign things without your lawyers looking at it. I told a story the other night when I was here that my house got pummeled by hail a year ago, and about 3 weeks after it got, you know, the insurance company gave me a $17,000 check. I thought it was pretty great. It was a lot of money. I run down to the bank because I want to cash that check, start using the money, and here I get to the bank and I look on the back of the check. Is a lot of writing. I'm used to the backs of checks being totally blank. The back of this check was like, and I said, hereby the above signed agrees to, and as soon as I said, this is sounding like a contract. So I went home, faxed it to the law firm. The law firm said, it's good that you did that. Cross off this, this, and this, and put an initial on it, and go ahead and assign it. I go, was this a contract? They go, absolutely. And it was a sneaky one, because you were signing it at the top, thinking you were endorsing it, but it really was, I was agreeing to never approach them for any more compensation for the hail damage if I had just signed it. And I just went, wow, am I glad I have this card, because my lawyers are way smarter than me on legal matters. So, online legal forms. I love telling this story. Online legal forms. I tell people this. My interpretation of this is our ability to tweak LegalZoom's nose. LegalZoom is advertised a lot. They probably do good work. If people want to buy their stuff, that's great. Our stuff is better and it's less expensive. If you want to do a head-to-head comparison, contrast what we do to get a will done and them to get a will done, okay? But we give legal forms on an unlimited basis in your back office, downloadable, ready for you to use. And then we do this. We get a will, living will, medical power of attorney. 80% of Americans do not have a will, living will, medical power of attorney. Associates in the room, this is why you should be going crazy, because we get people to use the membership by starting with this. Everybody knows they should. Maternal instincts kick in. If you know any family that's has children under two, you just need to be saying, you know, tell me how you did. You update your will? I can almost guarantee 98% of the family, the children are two, because they've got so many expenses, they've never updated their will. Guess what? Hey, I've got a great way for you to take this thing for a test drive and get your will done. Now, I love some people who go, well, I don't have that much stuff to give away, so I don't really need a will. You know, there are so many stories of people who are killed who don't have a lot of stuff. Maybe they're killed by a drunk driver or in a car accident, and their estate is awarded several million dollars. And because they don't have a will for their estate, the family doesn't get it. And so you know, you got to kind of think things through. A will is a lot more. The living will, who can unplug you? The medical power of attorney, who can pay your bills while you're under the knife or whatever. So these are important documents. They cost $800 per person to get done. With us, you get two of them with this thing, so it's worth like $1,600. So some people go, there has to be a catch. And I say, no, it's no catch. It's Legal Shield. Learn the name. Love the name. Here we go. Traffic-related issues. All right. We talked earlier about those who who drive like a teenager and those who have teenage drivers. If you've had the card for 15 days, drugs or alcohol are not involved, you get a traffic ticket, guess what? They go to court for you. Now, I cannot tell you how great this part is. I mean, anybody under 25, this is what you should have. If you know anybody under 25, you should make sure they get this. Why? Because it keeps points off their license, it lowers their fines, and it many times gets the tickets dismissed. I told some of the stories I loved yesterday, I mean, the other day, I'll tell a couple of them. One of my friends went through a stop sign, and got a ticket, $280, 4-point ticket, $280 fine. Sent it into the law firm, so he faxes the ticket in. Why can he fax the ticket to the law firm? Because he has the card, okay? So he has the card. So they look at it, they call him back, say, don't worry, sir, we're going to get this dismissed. And he said, well, how in the world do you know that? The court date isn't for 90 days. And they said, well, it's interesting that you brought up 90 days because you caught the ticket December 3rd, and they gave you a March 5th court date. That's 105 days in the state of Colorado. You have to have your court date under the speedy trial section of the law. You have to have your court date inside 90 days. So you have to go to court inside 90 days. But they told you you didn't have to come to court for 105 days. They made a mistake. Guess what happens to all tickets that have mistakes on it? You automatically get... Okay? Now, I started asking around. I said, do many tickets get put away on that kind of thing? They go, you have no idea how many mistakes police make. I mean, one person got a ticket at 9:30, and the lawyer called up after the member faxed it in, and they said, was this ticket at 9:30 morning or 9:30 at night? And he goes, what does that matter? He said, well, they forgot to circle AM or PM, and because they just forgot that, the ticket's considered incomplete. Guess what happens to incomplete tickets? All right, you're getting the picture. Now, the second part of this that's so important, if you think about this, what happens 9 months later after you get a ticket? Anybody know? Nothing to do with babies, by the way. Your insurance points, your insurance goes up. I mean, you get one ticket, it gets reported to your insurance agency. Now, again, this is an interesting thing. If you want to save money, if you don't get tickets, so there was a guy on our team at 20 years old, 6-point ticket. Nothing was wrong with it, so he sent it in. They said nothing's wrong, so they sent a lawyer down from Boulder to meet with him, and they went into court. It was a smelly, stinky DMV-type setting, and the court guy says, hey, if anybody has a lawyer, come on up. So this guy went first. As he went up, he was 20 years old. He goes, wow, I got my own lawyer. Well, there's a fun saying that says, good lawyers know the law, great lawyers know the judge and the DA. So what happened is his lawyer went over and talked to the DA. They talked for 3 minutes and then stepped back. And the DA said, your Honor, we're amending this 6-point ticket to a 1-point defective headlight, no fine. And the judge goes, okay, sounds good to me. They're walking out 5 minutes later. And this 20-year-old kid says to the lawyer, what just happened? And the lawyer says, listen, I've got a sick son. I've got to get back to Boulder, but just trust me. This is the legal system. Welcome aboard. That's all he said. 2 weeks later, this guy got a bill from the law firm. It was $350 to have that lawyer come talk to him. That sounded about right. But the best part about it is underneath the bill for $350 was a discount, a legal shield discount, for $350. Amount owed, zero. So this guy, yeah, that's a great story. This guy says to me, he goes, why doesn't everybody have legal shield? And I said, welcome to my world. Welcome to my world. Because they don't, because they haven't heard about it. And we're going to talk about that here in a minute. So 24/7 emergency access. If you need a lawyer after hours, not all needs happen between 9 and 5 every day. I could tell you so many situations that this. Matter of fact, you know what? We might even do this for fun here. Are we wired up here? I sometimes do this. Listen, we've all seen TV shows, right? TV shows that say you have the right to remain silent and the right to call an attorney. And I always ask people, who are you going to call? Who are you going to call? And people, I don't know. I'd open up the yellow pages. What I do is I just say, listen, with this card, this is what you get. You got sound up that day? How are we doing? We'll try it one more time. Come on, dial away. You got anything? Never mind, we're just going to do it with this. All right, so.
involved in a serious auto accident with injury, press 2. This is the Department of Human Services or Child Protective Services related emergency, press 3. All other callers, press 4. To hear these options again, press
3. So, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I can get my lawyers on the line. For those in the room who do group business, my friend taught me that he plays that during a group enrollment and gets about a 10% bump in terms of enrollment. Just when people connect the dots that I can get a hold of my lawyer anytime I want. So it's a great thing. All right, trial defense. All right, if you get sued for, and who's suing who in America these days? Seems like everybody's suing everybody, you know, sue USA, all that kind of thing. You get pretrial and trial representation. Now, this is really great. I think I told again this story the other night. I'll tell it again. It's not like you can't be sued if you have this card, but this card makes you really hard to sue. And here's what we mean. A friend of mine had this membership for 5 years. You get 60 hours a year, every year, up to the fifth year where you top out at about 300 hours. And, you know, he had a guy live in a rental property of his, and then the guy moved out. And after he moved out, some quack lawyer said to, hey, there might have been asbestos in your house. Why don't you sue your former landlord? Well, this guy didn't have a job, and he goes, yeah, I think there was asbestos in my house. So this lawyer sends a letter to my friend, it was Patrick Shaw, a lot of you know Patrick, it's Patrick Shaw, and he says, we know there was asbestos in the house, and we're suing you for $92,000, but we will accept $75,000 if you pay within 30 days. Well, it freaked Patrick out. Gets on the phone with the law firm, gets the free phone call, gets the advice, sends the letter over, and he says, what do I do? And the law firm says, don't do anything. They've not done anything but threatened you with a letter. This is not a legal action. You have to wait till they file a suit, which in Colorado is $400 or $500 to file a suit. So when Patrick didn't respond, because that's what the lawyer told him to do, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, sure enough, the lawsuit came through. Now Patrick goes, no, what do I do? And he goes, don't worry, we'll take care of it. And they wrote a letter, contacted the other lawyer, and told the other lawyer that Mr. Shaw has $90,000 worth of defense war chest stored up in the vaults of our law firm. And he's not going to pay a penny defending himself in this frivolous lawsuit. We intend to take this as far as it will go. It'll probably take 3 to 5 years. Put your seatbelt on and get ready to fight. Right? That lawyer had to go back to his client and go, hey, he's got like a lot of money stored up in like a war chest. And it's already at the law firm. I don't really understand it, but it's expensive. And if you want me to do this, even though I told you I do it for free on a contingency, I'm not going to work for 3 to 5 years for free. I need you to come up with $25,000. What do you think the other guy said? Can't do it. No thanks. So this is really a great, great thing. So, all right. I said this the other night. IRS audits are happening more and more and more. I mean, the government needs to get more. They can't even balance their budget. We just got through that issue. But this is a serious issue. When you get a letter from the IRS asking you to come down for an audition, you have a choice. You can show up with your shoebox full of receipts, cross your fingers and hope that nothing happens, or you can send your lawyer. Which would you prefer? Send the lawyer. And again, a good dear friend George and I have, he did this, he got the audit, he got audited for 3 years and sent the lawyer said, hey, do you want to go with me or do you want to go for me to go by myself? And Larry said, I'll go by myself. You can go by yourself. So he goes by himself. And the guy comes back and says, listen, I know this is crazy. I got good news and bad news. Which do you want to hear? And Larry's going, oh, this doesn't sound good at all. What's the bad news? And he goes, well, you're not going to get any money back. Larry goes, okay, that doesn't sound really bad. You guys have heard Larry say this, right? He goes, well, what's the good news? He goes, well, we beat the IRS at their own game. And because we beat them, you won't be paying taxes for the next 3 years. Not a bad deal. All right, real quick, here's what... Oh, geez, I went too far. All right, so these all that we've gone over so far, these all will cover 90 to 95% of all the legal issues the average American has. That's the bottom line. Once in a while, you're going to run into an issue that you must hire a lawyer for. That's what it comes down to. It's not going to go away without a lawyer's involvement. When you have to hire a lawyer, maybe it's a bankruptcy, or maybe it's a foreclosure, or maybe you're adopting a child, or maybe you have invented something and want intellectual property rights. Instead of paying full price, you're going to get what's called a 25% preferred member discount. But you don't have to use this. Some people say, well, how many hours do I get with the whole thing? I said, well, each area is different. Everything on that side is unlimited. The traffic's unlimited. 24/7 is unlimited. This is just in case you have to. So it's like some people call it the offensive side. If you want to sue somebody, this is what you do. I knew a guy in Hawaii who he was going to make a major lawsuit against somebody. He goes, well, I can pay full price or I can get a 25% discount. I think I'll take the 25% discount. And he bought the membership just to get the discount. So, all right, we're going to go a little faster. Who's covered? Everybody should know this. This is so critical. Because most insurance products, each time you add a person, we say, we'll cover you for this, but for the same price, we'll also cover your spouse or a significant other. We'll also cover your children living at home who are under age 21. We'll also cover any children that you're a guardian of. We'll also cover any children you have that are college students. Never married, independent, you know, up to age 23. And, you know, if you have any children that are physically or mentally handicapped, we'll take care of them, too. This is just an amazing thing of how much our program covers when you get that part. Now, the second part of our equation is we represent a second company. The second company is called Kroll, Kroll Advisory Systems. They're the biggest and best in the country at identity theft, and the reason is because they do all of these things to protect two people. So if you get this membership, you get two covered, member and spouse. And this right here is why we are the best of the best. Somebody says, who's the best of the best in identity theft? It's us. I mean, independent studies have shown this. Legal Shield Associates, Google a thing called theWholeSkinny.com. It's a head-to-head comparison of all the services. We kill everybody. So, these are the things you get for our guests. Here we go. Identity theft plan. We have two plans, a standard plan and a premium plan. And these are all the things you get with both plans, right up to here. But some people like a little more coverage, and this is where the premium comes in. They'll do all three monitorings. They'll do Web Watcher, which is kind of watches for anything happening on your name out on the internet, public persona, sex offender search. You know, the sex offenders are learning that if they change their name and use somebody else's name, they can get away with a lot. Social Security skip trace follows if your Social Security number is used anywhere. The number of databases that they monitor are in the hundreds and hundreds of thousands. And then this one, boy, this just happened to my mother, by the way. She left, she was driving down to Florida and left her purse in a restaurant. Freaked out. Debbie! She called me, Debbie! What am I going to do? My wallet's in there and my Social Security card's in there. I'm going, what the heck were you thinking? I mean, for my whole life they've said don't keep your Social Security card in your wallet, right? Anyhow, guess what? One phone call to Kroll and they took care of everything. So, a lot of fun. And you know, this just came out recently. You know, the company has so many companies that we do business with. The companies we do business with said, you know what? If you want, you can offer our discounts to your members. And we said, okay, if you twist our arm, that's okay. So, does anybody have T-Mobile? Does anybody have a T-Mobile account here? Man, you get a 10% discount off your T-Mobile. How big's your bill? How big's your bill, your T-Mobile bill? $200, what? $160? Oh, $60. All right. $150. All right, so the $200 person, what I love about that is if you just get the membership, you get a 10% off your mobile bill. 10% of 200 is 20 bucks. And you know, here's the cost of our packages. So our standard legal, standard identity is $26.95. So if Katie gets the standard plan over here, and she's paying $26 a month, but the T-Mobile's giving her a 20% discount. What's the cost of her membership? Okay, that's to cover her whole family and her spouse and her. So it's kind of a crazy thing. So now, factually speaking, when we show these prices, people, I mean, thank you for the person over here who said, wow. As a matter of fact, we're going to back up. You ready? When you look at these prices, the appropriate response is wow or ooh. Ready? Here we go again. Okay. All right. Now that's a good crowd right there. All right. Now the funny thing on this is, boy, that was a little delayed response. You know the number one question I get when we show this, when we show these things, is what's the catch? How can something this good cost so little? And the reason is because they've really just found a different way to provide legal services. I mean, I drove by Costco yesterday, and Costco has a different way of delivering services, right? We have a different way of delivering services. Our lawyers are waiting to answer our questions. And that's why we can charge it. So some people just want the basic stuff. This is great. We sell this all day long. There's other people say, no, I want the whole enchilada. I want to be bulletproof. So they get this one down here. It's okay. There's a $10 processing fee on the first month. And ready for the tough one? This is really tough to say. My cell phone, I had to sign a 2-year contract to get this thing. With this thing, it's a month-to-month contract. I want you to understand why that's significant. We have 1.4 million members who every month decide they want to keep this. Now, we could have locked them into a contract. Our competitors locked their people into contracts. But our service is so stinking good. It's so amazing. We don't have to trap anybody. We say, listen, we know you're going to have legal issues. And we want you to be part of our, because we want to take care of you. And that's what we do. We don't need to trap you. Okay? So, we love this thing. It's really helpful. And again, I love to ask this question. For a dollar a day, it's really not even a money issue anymore. It's really about a practical. It's about, this just is common sense. I mean, I literally, we were at a show recently and contacting some people. One guy just looked at the brochure, and we were two aisles over, and he's catching up. He goes, hey, is this for sure? Because if it is, I want it. And he chased us down to get it. It's just not that hard a decision. A dollar a day on a month to month. Get it just to get your will done. Take it for a test drive. So I love to ask this question. Who do you know that has children? I'm talking to everybody in the room. Do you know that they have, if they have a will? Do you know anybody that has identity theft, been compromised? I walked into that business that we did the enrollment on Thursday, and the owner of the business takes me aside. He goes, hey, does that identity theft thing work in Arizona? Because my sister just had her identity stolen. I said, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I didn't say that at all. This is in all the states. Identity theft is in all 50 states, and the legal plan is in 49 out of 50 states. It's only not in Alaska. And I was able to help him. And I walked out of there going, I just love this business. I helped this guy. This guy's sister is going to sleep better tonight. And 2 days from today, I'm going to get paid for helping him/her out. I love this business. All right, you know anybody who owns a business? Businesses, they have legal issues. Did you know that a business closes its doors every 8 minutes in this country, a small business? Why do they close their doors? They either don't have enough money coming in, or they have too many expenses, or they haven't played their game well, or they've got legal issues. Guess what? Legal Shield and Go Small Biz, we help them with all that. But keep that in mind, associates, every 8 minutes. So, and again, we've talked about this already. 80% of the people don't have wills. So, I love to ask people. Hey, Cedric, you're my guest here. Everybody, Cedric's my guest. Cedric, can you think of anybody that could use this? Lots. Okay. Cedric, that's a really good sign. And I hope the rest of the people in the room can think of somebody who could use this. Because we're shifting gears now and telling people why we do what we do, why our company is growing, and why you may want to consider jumping in with us. So First thing we do is why Legal Seal? Because we provide income for people, we provide time, and we provide freedom. Usually when people have income and time, they end up with freedom. If they don't have those, you know, they usually don't have much freedom. I do know people who have income, you know, they work 80, 90 hours a week, and they don't know who their kids' names are. Okay? I know other people who have lots of time, they're called the unemployed, they have no income. Neither of those people have freedom. But I know a lot of people in Legal Shield who, because they've got good income, they've got time, they have lots of freedom. But why would you want to look at jumping in with us now? Because we do have some guests in the room. Nope, I went too far here. Sorry about this. Why would you want to jump in with us? First of all, okay. This is a new presentation. I'm not going to press it more than. Okay. 3% of the country has our membership right now. That leaves 97% for the 55 of us in this room right now. If we divided this country up, 97% don't have it. The customer need is amazing, and we're going to show you some statistics on that in a minute. But the bottom line is, last year alone, 57 million Americans had legal issues. Had them. And then there's this one is industries in transition, meaning people are wising up. They're saying, man, I don't think I want to pay a lawyer $300 an hour. I was at a meeting recently in Denver, and a person sitting in where you're sitting said, hold on a second. I'm going to call my lawyer. I have a big friend who's a lawyer in downtown Denver. I'm going to call him and ask him what he thinks of this thing. I've got to find out. Steps out in the hallway, and he says, hey, I'm at this interview with Legal Shield. What do you think of Legal Shield? He goes, well, I don't want to tell you. He goes, well, off the record then, what do you think of Legal Shield? And the lawyer goes, off the record? Off the record, they're going to ruin us. That's what he said. Isn't that funny? So I've actually recruited lawyers who are on our team. Because they say, well, if I can't help them with my law practice, I'm going to help them get legal help through you and make an extra income. And there's lawyers who say, who do this on the side. So, and we all know that the economic environment is tough these days. So that's why people are jumping in. But let me show you what this is. This is kind of fun. The company went out and did a research paper. They paid a company a lot of money, decision analysts, to come up with this. And when they interviewed families around America, this is what they came up with. 93% of people believe lawyers charge too much. All right? Would anybody agree with that? Okay. You know, my big question is, who are the 7% who don't think that? I only can think that it's either lawyers themselves or families of lawyers. All right. So we all agree that lawyers charge too much. Now look at this. How about this? 76% said they were hesitant to call a lawyer. I kind of relate to this way. If I get a letter in my mailbox and it has, you know, a law firm on the return, you know, like Dewey Cheatham and Howe Associates, you know, I kind of get a little concerned about that. All right, I'm hesitant. Now, I know other people they just don't want to call lawyers. As a matter of fact, they're not afraid to use lawyers. They just it really does come down to a cost issue. So if you're in the room, you need to memorize this phrase, and that's basically what we ask everybody. If you could pick up the phone and call an attorney on any matter and not receive a bill, would you? 99% of the people say yes to that. So look at the next thing they found out. 90% said they do not have any form of legal insurance. 2/3 said they never even heard of such a thing. And this was the mind bender. 60% of those who were, you know, polled said if something like this existed, they would get it. So you have to understand what that means. You have 10 people in a room, 7 of them have never heard of this, and 6 of them would get it if they knew that it existed. Now, if you're an associate in the room or if you're a guest in the room, you have to understand what that means. People need this. They would get it. They just don't know. And our job is really simple. What we try to do is let them know that it exists. So real quick on the opportunity, unique and different products to duplicate. There's virtually no competition, and we've got different programs for different companies or different concepts. Now, this is my favorite slide right here because of the wheel. We call this the wheel of opportunity. Everything I've been telling you falls into this category of family plan, but we also have a plan for small businesses. We protect and grow small businesses. We have no competition. McDonald's has Burger King. Diet or Coke has. The Broncos have nobody. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. That was below. The small business division of Legal Shield has no competition. We don't have anybody competing in that space. What does that mean? That means if you can just learn to talk about what we do to small businesses, you can basically make as much money as you want. But this is a fun one I love up here. It's called group marketing. 40,000 companies nationwide have added this benefit in their lineup of benefits right next to medical, dental, and vision. So what we do is we go in and we present it to a company. So if I can sell one membership to George, I'll get paid pretty well. But if Ryan here is the president of a company and he agrees to bring it in for his 100 employees, I get paid 100 times the amount. So this is good money. This is like, okay, you know what I call this money? I call this adult money. Okay, now what do I mean by adult money? If you get paid about $200, roughly, that's what kind of work I'm at right now, about $200 for a group membership, 200 times 10, like I did 10 earlier this week, that's not bad. Did a half hour of work, made $2,000. You know, earlier this month, we did a 100-person group, and it was 200 times 100. You know, you mathematicians? That's about $20,000. That took about 90 minutes. Okay, the one that I'm kind of on eggs and needles, or pins and needles, on eggshells, is I just got a 5,000-person group. So 5,000 times 200, any mathematicians? It's a million. It's a $1 million account. Now, that's why I call this adult money. Now, we do training in all these arenas, which is so fun. We have identity theft training where we go in and help people with identity theft. I sell identity theft to individuals. I had a security company, say, you know, it looked really bad if anybody in a security company had their identity stolen. So forget it. We're buying it for everybody in the company. And I said, okay. All right, safeguard for minors. That's $1 more. You get identity theft for all the children in a household up to 8 children. I gotta make a confession. When I do this presentation in Denver all the time, I say our friends in Utah love this program, right? Big family, strong family. Anyhow, specialty plans. We have a lot of little ones for foster parents. There's a separate plan for them, and policemen and lawyers and truck drivers. You know, truck drivers have their own issues. So they have their own plan that helps them stay on the road and trucking. So I love this because this is, in our presentation, this is always my last slide. Because I say, you know, you get to pick which division you want to work in. You can work in one, you can work in several. So, all right, so this is a new, unique opportunity in the sense that I could, you know, the company, I love this. I love telling this story. The company could have hired all of their representatives. But then they would have had to pay them and salary them and vacation time and sick time and this and that. You know what they said is what we're going to do is we're going to actually set you up in your own business. So when George here decided to join the company, he actually set up his own brokerage with the company. Now, I really think this is an important distinction. There are many, many, many companies out there that would hire at $10 an hour or hire you at $24,000 a year. And there's other companies, you know, that I don't even want to talk about. We come along and say, how about a brokerage? This is like a State Farm brokerage. This is like a Allstate brokerage. We happen to call it a Legal Shield brokerage. And you get to decide how you want to do your business. Why? Because you got all these options. The company puts all this stuff together. Conference calls, websites, private conference calls, flip books, private business receptions, business briefings, luncheons, you get to choose how you want to run your business. You get to do it any way you want. There's no regions or territories. One of my friends in Texas, 95% of his business is written outside of Texas. He does it all from home in other states. There's no regions or territories. You get to choose how you want to run your business. Now, when you run your business, you have to have income. So the company says, we're going to give you income. Every time you market a membership, we're going to pay you five ways. Okay? Five different ways. So, first way we pay is this thing called an advance. Now, we took this right out of the insurance world playbook. When you market a membership, you get paid on one, you get paid 12 months in advance. So if I market a $35.95 membership to George here, the company's going to pay me one of these numbers right here in the middle. Okay? This is called the advance column. So one of my guests here, when you join the company, you come in, when you sell a $35.95 plan, you're going to make about $69 adding those two together. Looks like 68, but when you add in the change, it's 69. Now, you get paid 48 hours after the membership is marketed. So if I market a membership to George today, it'll process on Monday and I'll get paid on Tuesday. I direct wire into my bank account. That's a pretty dang good program. I literally, my friends, get paid every single day of the week. Every day that the banks are open, I get paid. So you move up. Obviously, you want to, you know, which would you rather be paid? You know, this number or 103? Well, if you market five memberships here, then you move up to this level. So now you're making 103 each time you help a family out by giving them marketing a $35.95 plan. Now, this is a really good number because when I ask you, we always ask the people we have as guests, what would you like to make on a given month? And some people will say, I want to make $500 a month. Somebody says, I want to make $1,000 a month. Somebody says $2,000. Somebody will say $5,000. Saying, that's fine. That's fine. Just take that number of 103 and divide it. So if you want to make $2,000 a month, guess what? Market 20 memberships in the month and you're going to make $1,000. It's that easy. That comes out to about five a week, one a day, you're good. Now, when you do 20 memberships here, you move up to this level. Now you make it 138. Now if you want to make, you know, if you want to make $2,000 a month, now you have to do maybe $15 a month. You have to do less. Or if you say, if I still do 20 a month, I'm going to make more than $2,000 a month. You just keep going up. And once you move up, you never move down. Director is the highest permanent level. If you want to go to executive, you and your team have to do 50 on a given month. So I love this program. Why? Because every time I market a membership, every time George markets a membership, every time Ryan markets a membership, the company says, you know, we're doing pretty dang good. We're going to send you $252. It's better than a poke in the eye. You know, all right? You realize $252 is only $28 short of a 40-hour work week at minimum wage? So, I mean, there are people who come in and I just say, listen, I'm sure Starbucks is hiring, but why would you want to do that when you could get to a place where you're, for one membership, you're making what a minimum wage person makes in a week? I mean, have some control in your life and, you know, say some vision of where you can go. All right, let me tell you the second way we get paid. I want to drop down to number three. Okay? Now, If George buys this from me, George pays us $35, I get paid this amount right up here. Okay? Now, that amount covers the first 12 months that I'm in. And once I'm in, once he has it for 12 months, on the 13th month, there's a little thing down here, I think right here at the bottom. On the 13th month, when George sends in his payment for his membership, I get a residual. Kind of between 1% and 18%. I tell people average it at about 10%. So I'm going to make 10% of $35, roughly $3.50. Now that's not too much. That's going to buy me maybe a cup of coffee at Starbucks, some foo-foo drink that they charge too much for. It's not that good. But when I get 100 Georges, then I'm going to make $3.50 times 100. Guess what? I've just taken care of my car payment. And I didn't do anything for it. I sold it to them once. I love to talk to people in sales. Like, you know, somebody says, I was in car sales. I go, yeah, how many times did you get paid when you sold a car? And they go, what do you mean? I go, how many times did you get paid? They go, once. I say, well, we get paid unlimited times. As long as somebody keeps the membership every single month. So on the 14th month, I make $3.50. And the 15th month and the 16th month. The other day in Denver, 2 months ago in Denver, I had a lady come in. Nancy, almost like you, you had the membership, right? And you, and she said, I've had this membership, and I like this membership. She goes, I never will be without the membership. I'm going, that's great. How long, when did you get the membership? Because I thought it was like 2 years ago. She goes, let me think here. 1984. And I said, 1984? She goes, yeah. And listen, buddy, I won't be without it. I use it every month. Okay, I immediately started thinking about this right here because I'm going, oh my gosh, some sharp guy like Ryan here probably sold her the membership, so he got a lot of money on the first month for the first year, and then since 1985 until 2013, every single month that guy's been paid every single month on that. So it's really an amazing. This is what's called leverage. So for our guests in the room, you need to understand the power of leverage. The people who are training us, who are leaders, they're making $40,000-$50,000 a month just on this one part because people keep the membership. 75% of the people who get the membership keep it. Now, we pay upfront advances, we pay residuals. Now, the fun thing is this. We get into this thing called an override. And what does that mean? Eventually, some guy like George is going to come up to me and say, hey, I like that membership. Can I do what you do? What am I going to say to him? No. No, I'm going to say that. No, I'm going to say, yes, George, you can. And basically, the way I explain it is this, is the company then says, hey, if you will train George, then every time George sells one, you're going to get a piece of that. Does that sound like a good deal? Well, that number's right here. So I'm up here. George comes in. He's on my team at 69. I'm going to make all of these numbers every time George sells one. If you add all that up, it's roughly $189. So George is going to make $69 when he sells one, and I'm going to make $189 when he sells that one. Am I interested in helping George? Absolutely. I can't help George enough, man. When George calls, if I'm in front of the group here, I say, hold on a second, George is calling. Why? Why? Because it's going to help. It helps him and it helps me. Now, the fun thing is I also get a residual off everything that George sells. So those are 4 out of the 5 ways that we pay. And here's the next way we pay. We pay bonuses based on what's called performance clubs. So if you do 5 memberships each month, you do it for 3 months in a row, you get a $150 bonus. 3 more months, you get another $150 bonus. You do it for 12 months after 2 bonuses, you get a third bonus, which is $300 a month. And that can go towards any car that you want. Okay? Unless you choose a BMW. And if you choose a BMW, guess what? It's just the ultimate driving machine. The company says, we'll give you $500 towards that. Per month. That's right, $500 a month. Now, what's really fun, yeah. So what's kind of fun about this is that after you pay the car off, the car is yours, and they still pay you the $500 a month. I've got a 21-year-old on my team who already got his membership or got his car, and he's already planning what his next car is going to be when this one's paid off. So it's a lot of fun. The company knows how to take care of us. They also throw in this thing over here. They throw in free trips. I usually get a couple trips a year out of this. You bring you and a guest. I mean, I've vacationed with George and Paul in Hawaii. It's been a lot of fun. I love traveling. What I've found is I really love traveling on somebody else's nickel. Okay, it's even better. I mean, Hawaii's great. Hawaii on somebody else's nickel. Oh my! I mean, we checked into the hotel, and you open up your portfolio, and they put $600 on credit in your name at the hotel. And I'm going, this is unbelievable. So. All right, where can your business take you? Listen, this is fun because this slide is what's most important, is this shows that we're not on trial. And I say this to the associates in the room and the guests. We're not on trial. We've been doing this for 40 years. In the last 10 years alone, this is what we've paid. So if you sit there and go, oh, I don't know if this will really work. I go, really? Serious? You look at this and say, you know, this is our financial reports, and we paid $1 billion now. Well, I don't know if you're legit or not. Well, what would it take for you to see that? Because this is pretty convincing. So when somebody says, they look at all this, and they say, I like it, it looks, I think it'll work good, here are the steps we ask you to do. First, get your own membership. Why do you think you should get your own membership? Because if you don't have your own membership and somebody says, well, how do you like your membership? And you say, well, I don't have it. Guess what? It's over. The sale's over. Become an associate. Hey, the associate, it costs about $300, a little over $300 is what we've been told to get somebody started in the business. And so the company says, you put up $149 and we'll take care of the rest. Well, the company just dropped that earlier this week and said, we're dropping that down to $99 to get appointed. What does that $99 cover? It gets all your information, all your materials. It does your background check. It gives you 5 websites and your 2 training classes that you need to get started. So $99 and the membership gets you started with the company. You start your training. You sell your first membership. You get your first 5, which qualifies you for the card. And there you go. So we love what we do here. We're going to draw this section to an end and take a little break here. But I can't tell you enough how important it is that we embrace what this company is doing for individuals and businesses and companies, how well we pay, and how much opportunity is out there for us, our friends, our state. So thank you for your time. We're going to take a 10-minute break, and we'll be back. All right?